Ah, we must stop meeting like this. Two audio boos within a few moments of one another. People will begin to talk. No, I've just read a blog post and I felt compelled to respond to it. And this is Jacob Nielsen and his thoughts on the subject of password masking. I don't know whether you've come across this one, but basically what he's suggesting is that password masking, which is the process of hiding the content of a password field when someone enters content into it, is actually a real usability problem. Actually, I think it probably goes even further than that. I would say it's an accessibility problem as well, for people that have got motor skill problems, that they've got a situation where they have to enter a password twice, which can be extremely difficult. And also, password entry can be really fiddly on a mobile device, where you're not always sure that you've hit the right keys or whatever else. Now, some people would argue that this is ridiculous, that there's a security concern here, but Jacob would argue, and I have to say I agree, that the usability and accessibility problems that it creates outweigh the likelihood of there being some kind of security issue with it. But perhaps there is a middle ground here. Christian Hellman suggests something that I find quite interesting, which is to add a link alongside a password field that basically shows the password. So you actively say show the password, which I think is quite a good idea. And certainly with registration, which is a one-off occasion, I think you could certainly show the password when it's entered for the first time so the users don't have to enter it twice. So I think there is compromises that can be reached. But I would certainly say that I think it's time for password masking to begin to go away, at least in some form. That's certainly true when you're dealing with an elderly audience that don't know they can tab between fields, for example, or don't type particularly fast because they have arthritis or whatever. So there are loads of reasons to get rid of it, but I'll be interested to see what other people think. It's going to be interesting to see some of the responses to this one. I imagine it will be extremely controversial.